copy that. Yeah, I appreciate the info. Yeah, I just go to repeater book when I'm like on a road trip or wherever I'm at when I'm looking for something, you know, which is only as good as the information that's being submitted. You know, it's like Gas Buddy or something, in my opinion. It's all crowdsourced information, basically. So I've been trying to keep, well, get our repeater information for our repeaters in the county updated and keep them updated. If we make any changes, I try to go submit those changes to the repeater book. Yeah, it's only as good as information that's being fed into it. So yeah, if there's stuff wrong in repeater book, ideally you or someone else there from the Central Michigan Emergency Network would get that submitted, updated with the repeater book so that it's correct. So that would be awesome. But yeah, I haven't been on the on your guys' page in a long time, but I do know there's a lot of, remember there being a lot of good fancy information out there, so thanks for the reminder on that. And the Shepherd receiver, we had our Skywarn training in Elma a few months ago. The last one, I think, for Grand Rapids National Weather Service, but quite a few of the Montcalm County Skywarn guys came over and they said that there was a repeater in Shepherd, which is actually where my pastor lives. But if you were people from our church, you'd go to church in Mount Pleasant. But they said there's a repeater in Shepherd. I'm like, I'm not aware of a repeater in Shepherd, but that makes more sense if it's just a receiver site, not a transmitter site. So I'm like, I don't see anything listed. And I have never heard anything coming from Shepherd, so that was news to me. But even there being a receiver is news to me. So it reminded me that they had mentioned there was something there, because they were using something up there they were talking about for the Maple Syrup Festival in Shepherd there. So good to know. KDA-DIX. I'll have to peruse the University Network page again one of these days and see what's changed since the last time I looked at it. Probably a lot by the time, but KDA-DIX.
Yeah, we do have a GMR repeater in Shepherd on the same tower. There is a repeater there in UHF on a GMR system. And a new one went up in Greenville. I think it's been listed for a while, but Mike finally got that one going in Greenville on GMR. There is a repeater in Shepherd, so they were not wrong. They were correct. UHF GMR repeater. I tried to correct stuff on repeater book before, but there's so much information out there on our GMR stuff that it's just hard. And then if you're not the call sign holder of that particular repeater, they balk at it. So I just kind of give up on repeater book. But so I tell everybody, don't trust anything on our stuff other than WATMN.net. So that's where you will find the correct information. But anyways, all right, 7-3. Your audio kind of dropped off there, but I'm thinking that was probably just how you were talking into the mic. But you're definitely making it from Gratiot County, you'll see. Give me a dust up here.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.
KDA-DIX. Okay, yeah, so there is a DMR repeater in Shepherd. Got it. Yeah, I don't really do anything with DMR. I do have a DMR-HT I've had for years, but I've really done much with it. But, yeah, all right. Yeah, Mike, I reset his last name, Wolfius or something. Yeah, he's a good dude. Yeah, I know he's spent a lot of time and effort getting that Greenville stuff going over there. I think he said he worked with somebody over at the phone or whatever to get some stuff all programmed and cans tuned and all that stuff. But he's running a GMRS and a 70 centimeter, and apparently sounds like you're saying he's tied up with you guys too. So he's got all kinds of stuff going on over there. So yeah, good deal. Yeah, hopefully we're going to get some Raspberry Pis from them one of these days. Project, I think we've got a bunch of them, so just get me a box of those. That reminds me, Bob will put them on there. Alright, yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, I might have changed that. I was holding the mic or something. I'm not used to this type of radio, I guess. I'm used to my Yaesu's. This is an ICOM. IC2720, as it is, so. We got a D-star or whatever next to
ICOM ID 88H.
Both of those are boxes sitting here for deployment and whatnot to connect to our D-Star repeater that shut down over a year ago. Functional anyway. Replaced with analog. So, something we actually all have. So, alright, well, I appreciate you coming back. Good chatting with you. Appreciate the signal report. And 73 is KDADAX. We'll be clear.
There's been a lot of D-Star stuff that's been shut off, so analog is definitely a common denominator, and I think for what we've done in the state, GMR, we got pretty good GMR coverage, so I guess the only other thing, as long as you're there programming in the radio, I would put our new Midland frequency in there, 147.22.131.8PL. KB, that's the...
W-A-
yeah, well, so the two meter D-Star repeater was still functional, so I actually sent some of them home that the club owned. I took one home for a while and sent some of the other club members home with them. But we were actually able to use it as a standalone. The county had canceled the externally matted IP address or whatever that was connected to that, so it lost its connection years prior to the rest of the D-Star system. If it hadn't lost it prior to that, I don't know anybody at the club anymore that knows anything about it. I think barely anybody did to set it up, let alone maintain it. So yeah, all that, whatever 9/11 money that bought all that stuff or whatever. And, you know, no money to maintain any of it. I just shut it down. They're still here, mounted in the D-Star rack. There's a UHF and VHF one here with the controller, just powered down, and she replaced it with an analog. I had a couple Motorola radios, mobile radios hooked together for the first year or so, switched over to analog, and now we actually have a Vertex 7000, got a spare one sitting here, and got another one in the rack that we're using for our Instacar repeater. So, same as what's up in Elma for the Elma repeater, and then we've got another one for a new site we're working on over in Cedar Lake. Yep, we got Vertex 7000, the classic, the good old boys. Yeah, they're great repeaters. They've surfaced well for many years. KDADAX 73s, have a good one. We'll be clear.
W8CMN, repeater Flint.